Martinez reporting live from Montreal for the CJLO, the Jello radio station, where electric ladies get down with the acid and the Kool-Aid and cover themselves in lovely, lovely Jello.
You're listening to CJLO News. Montreal's municipal election results are in. Soraya Martinez Ferrada of Ensemble Montréal has been elected as the city's next mayor. At the time of this report, polls show Martinez Ferrada won with 43% of the vote, defeating Projet Montréal's Luc Rabouin with an 8-point lead. Rabouin is now stepping down as party leader for Projet. Benoit Langevin served as the spokesperson for Martinez Ferrada's campaign and is a city councillor from the district of Bois de l'Est. Here he is at Ensemble's election gathering on Sunday night.
Pragmatism, less ideology, more concrete, adapted to your milieu, adapted to your borough. Respect the fact that every borough is different, not arrive with a one-size-fits-all. That's what Ensemble Montréal is all about.
Ensemble won with a mandate to speed up private housing developments, partially using AI to expedite the permit process. They want to commit to 20% social and affordable housing through regulations and fines. They have promised to freeze all current bike lane construction and audit cycling infrastructure. They have promised to increase police spending, saying they want to double the number of police and social worker teams. They also want to see an increase in security generally in the city, including more cameras in public spaces. Reports show only 36% of eligible voters cast ballots in this election. Ferrada won with roughly 170,000 votes. That's about 14.8% of the voting population. With files from Zach Dutra and Deidre Denovich, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam, and this is Brave Little Emo Girl. Sorry, having some little last-minute tech difficulties, but I am hoping that everyone here is having a great snowy Sunday. Oh my god, it's like cold out, and it's snowing, and I'm not happy about it. But that's okay, because we have to embrace the things that upset us sometimes. You know, hardship is the key to growth. So I hope that you're able to get cozy and put on like a candle or something, or maybe some sort of like incense, and really cozy up while we get back into it. This is like the first normal episode for after like what's been kind of a hectic period. The funding drive is like over. I missed the all-nighter, but the evidence is still here that it was an amazing time, and I got to tune in a little bit. It was very chaotic, but all the worth it. And just thank you so much to everyone who donated and who came out to support the station. It's really like incredible to see. It got me emotional, got me emo, so to speak. But you know, let's get even more emo. This episode is a lot of new songs, a lot of stuff that came out while the funding drive was happening that I didn't get a chance to play. First up, being Wet Socks from Avec Plaisir. They put out a new album. If you know, you know. They are like station, or I guess show favorites over here. Montreal, Midwest, like math rock, emo, so, so good. After that, we have a new song from Giant Drag, which is SBHG Ava's theme. Very catchy, very fun. Some fun lyrics in there. And after that, we have Non by Dogo Suicide. I don't know if I've ever played them on here before, but these are one of like the first bands I saw in Montreal on my own, and I immediately was like hooked. I'll talk more about it after we play, but first up, we have Wet Socks by Avec Plaisir.
Calling, I can't pick up.
You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam, and what we just heard was Non by Doggo Suicide and Dominique Pelletier. I have heard that name before, but I don't know if it's just because the name Pelletier has been like super common in my life. But, you know, I love this band. I actually interviewed them when I started volunteering at CJLO. I thought I was going to be doing the like paper and all that, so I went to their show and I got to interview them. Incredibly nice guys, so creative, such good musicians. But yeah, I never did another show review or photos again, and I would love to do that, but this is already a lot for me because I'm unorganized, but that's okay. Anyways, new song from them, new album actually, which I'm going to give that a listen. Yeah, like I said, all of the new stuff that has come out in the past 2 weeks just, you know, kind of flew over my head with the funding drive and like midterms and all that, but we're slowing down our pace of life right now in accordance with the season, because I'm a huge hippie apparently. Anyways, before that, we heard SBHG, Ava's Theme, the new song by Giant Drag. I love them. I love that one album of theirs. I think it's like something unicorn. Anyways, and then before that, we had Avec Plaisir, Wet Socks. That whole album is really good. Please listen to it. Please, please, please. I'm going to be at their album launch at Turbo House on November 16th, if I can. I would love to see anyone there. Yeah. Next up, we have Gold Tooth Tiger by Pigeon, new song by Pigeon. I played them like, you know, a couple months ago on the show and have been keeping tabs. It's always nice to do, you know, one of the purposes of this show is to expand my taste and keep up with things, actively keep up with new music. After that, we've got Ugly by The Garden. I love The Garden. New song, hopefully leading to new albums and a new tour. I want to see them live so bad. And then after that, I have a request from a donor from the funding drive. Shout out to Nick. He is a good friend of ours in the friend group. He requested to play Lock, Step, and Gone by Rancid. And I'm so excited. Great pick, Nick. And thank you for donating. Really appreciate it. Yeah, so up next is Gold Tooth Tiger by Pigeon.
Throw my ashes in. Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO, so cool, we're from the future.
Just riding me like a tunnel with a pigeon. I don't have anything to offer.
That was Lock. I can't read. Sorry. That was Lock, Step and Gone by Rancid, a request from my dear friend Nick. Thank you for donating to the Finding Drive. Really appreciate it. Yeah, and before that, we heard Ugly by The Garden. Hopefully new project coming soon, new tour. Please come to Montreal, please. And before that, we had Gold Tooth Tiger by Pidgeot, and that was heavy. That was, like, raucous. Also, the Coven art. Ugh. My mouth is full of marbles today. The cover art was really good for that. I love that they incorporate pigeons into their art because they're called Pidgeot. You know, duh. Anyways, I have a secret surprise guest with me. Their name is Dom, and they are potentially a new DJ. We're doing our training right now. This is bringing me back. But anyways, say hi, Dom.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, CJ Lo.
Hello, CJ Lo 1690. Hi. We were just talking about, like, you know, music and what their show's gonna be. Tell the people what you're thinking.
The people, hello. I'm thinking new music. I've been listening to a lot of new music recently, and I think it'd be really awesome to play music that's never been heard before in the city of Montreal, in the students of Concordia.
We could definitely use that, I feel like. Yes. You know, not to shade anyone, but sometimes I go to the downtown campus and all of you look like you listen to the same things.
It's very true.
Especially very true. We're both in, like, art history and, like, kind of like studio art related yeah, programs, you know, not like all the comms people
here.
Love. They're probably getting spared some, like, kind of obscene things that happen. Yeah. Shout out EV building. Anyways.
That's so real.
Yeah, but that's a very good idea. So everyone keep your ears peeled for that, for Dom's show.
Keep an eye out. New music, guys.
Keep an eye and an ear out. Yes.
Oh, true. Yes.
Do you think you'll make a show Instagram?
If that is what the people want, then that is what the people will get.
It's a very useful tool, but it's also a burden.
I would love to do that, honestly. I'm a social media warrior at this point. And that's what you gotta do.
Always need more of those. Anyways, our next song is also a request from a donor. Thank you, Sebastian. And the song is That's Why She Hates Me by Jejun. I believe this is new and I have not heard of this band before, but very good. And I will be keeping them on my radar. So thank you very much. After that, we have Erica Western Teleport by Emperor X. I love this album. This is a little classic, a little break of, like, not new stuff, just to anchor in the episode. And then after that, we've got Albuquerque by I Hate It Too. I found this band on, like, a, you know, this song on a little, like, playlist, and I had to put it in there because I'm watching Breaking Bad for the first time ever, and it's very good. One to the two ABQ. What up? I'm Jesse Pinkman. That's what the joke is. Anyways, that's all I have to say for today. So I am going to let we're gonna listen to this.
You're frozen to the core. Du 20 au 30 novembre, vivez les RIDM, les Rencontres internationales du documentaire de Montréal. Des films audacieux qui réinventent le documentaire et renouvellent notre regard sur le monde. Au programme, projections, concerts, discussions avec les cinéastes et soirées festives qui prolongent l'expérience. Les RIDM, du 20 au 30 novembre à Montréal. Info et billets sur ridm.ca.
Listen to Madonna Talk on CJLO 1690 AM, Saturdays 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by Kamala Madonna-Talkwright, an introduction to revolutionary reggae consciousness and the Caribbean indigenous community. Maroons, Caramanti, Kumina, Caribs, Taino, and Rastafarian culture, issues affecting the BIPOC community.
Hey, this is Stu from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and you're listening to CJLO.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. The show is Brave Little Emo Girl. My name is Sonam, and I am here with Dom.
Hello.
Yeah, and what you just heard was Albuquerque by I Hate It Too. I really like this band. I like this album. Pretty new pick for me, but the guy's voice reminds me of a band that my dad used to play, and I cannot find the name. So if you're like hearing some familiarity, or if you know that this guy has like other side projects, if you're familiar with this band, tell me, because like this voice is so familiar, but I cannot place it, and I have not done my research. I should probably just look it up. But you know, if you have some great emo knowledge, let me know, because you know, always looking to get into that, always looking to learn more. You can DM me on the Instagram at Brave Little Emo Girl. Always want to hear requests or facts or knowledge or tidbits. And before that, we had Erica Western Teleport by Emperor X. Love this band, great album. Canada Day is like one of my favorite kind of songs ever. And before that, we heard That's Why She Hates Me by Jejun, which was a request from a listener. Thank you, Sebastian, again, for donating to the funding drive. Very much appreciated. Guys, we raised like over $100 for this show, which is crazy to me, because I thought that, like, you know, that necessarily, I didn't expect that to happen. So my heart is full and my mind is blown. Thank you so much. After this, we have Viewmaster, a new song by Status Non-Status. I played these guys on my Indigenous Artist Focus episode for Truth and Reconciliation Day, and I've been listening to them like a lot since then. Same thing with Black Belt Eagle Scout. Very good. After that, we have Palinopsia by Arms Length. They just put out like a new album a couple days ago. Also Canadian emo. Very, very good. I'm so excited to dive into these albums fully for this episode. I kind of had to just like focus on a few songs, but you know, my ears are going to be so full of new goodies. So excited for it. And then after that, which is our last song, this is kind of a shorter episode. Maybe I'll talk some more. Maybe I won't. But for our last song, we've got All Night by Danger Box. Nanaimo homies, shout out this. They put out a new EP with some like re-records of their like previous songs that they'd put out earlier this year. And it sounds so good, you guys. Oh my God. This is a new song. Like, I know that I've heard it live, obviously, but they haven't recorded this before. It's the only song from the EP, or one of the only songs from the EP that they, like, this is a new record. And it sounds so good. I'm very happy for them. They're always doing great stuff on Vancouver Island, so if you're there, check them out. And that's all we're going to have for today. But, you know, I will be back again next week. There's going to be a few episodes later this month, hopefully, that are guest episodes from the people who donated, either like guest curated or featuring guests on the show. I'm going to have Luna on again, and, you know, there might be a special themed episode, maybe something whimsical and fun to, like, ease into the winter, but I just want to say, like, I'm, again, so grateful for everyone who donated to the funding drive, and I'm so grateful for everyone who listens always. Like, thank you so much. This is, it's so cool. This funding drive money, like, it's going to open up so much at the studio, so much at the station. I always call the station the studio. I'm just so art student pilled. God. But we're going to be able to hire a Concordia student. We're going to get like a new DJ deck for actually like on air live sessions. It's going to be so cool. And like, as always, the money's going to go back into the community as well, because CJLO is just kind like that, you know, NDG institution hosting events, promoting local music. So thank you. This is all because of people like you who are listening. Very, very deep gratitude. Again, yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. But sorry, I got like a little emotional there. But thank you.
I stared at you so long, your silhouette's burned on my corneas. I've loved you long enough, my limbs still twitched when you took my head clean off. I was defined by someone I have bad dreams of, at least I knew who I was. Thank you.
me back when I was young. The innocence that you knew nothing of. Thank God I'm not who I once was. But I wish you knew me, but I was still last soft. Last month you called, but no one just calls. Thought something happened with you, I'm shocked it hadn't. To my hometown, but I can't find our old house anymore. I've got good sense of direction, I just didn't expect it between all the chain stores. I knew it would change, but I wish not in the ways that made it pure. You used to tell you I'm still myself, time just run its course. You love the smell of gas and of the fresh cut grass when we still had a yard. I take you back to the old days, the ones that made future shit so hard. Man, you know where to find me. It's not can tell if it'll heal on its own or if I'm desperate for help.
Until your ears start ringing, we'll play this song. We'll make the speakers blow as you sing along. So get down with us, we can do this
all night long. But I don't chase them to the fuck.
in the climb. It's getting late and we're running out of time.